Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're diving into a topic today that's absolutely crucial for anyone working with protected healthcare information, especially if you're using email to communicate.
Absolutely. Email security is so important in healthcare. We're going to break down the essential parts of HIOPAE regulations that relate to email. And then, get this, we're going to explore how email archiving, although not explicitly required, can be a total game changer for achieving and demonstrating HIPAA compliance.
That's right. And for this deep dive, we're using a super informative document called HIPAA Secure Email, Protecting Health Information Safely. So if you're following along, you can find that online.
Perfect. So let's start with the big picture. HIPAA, at its core, is all about making sure patient health data stays private and secure. It sets those really important rules for how healthcare providers and their business associates can handle this information responsibly.
Right. And the key here is it makes sure that communication that's crucial for good patient care can happen smoothly and efficiently.
Exactly. It's a balancing act. Now, let's zoom in on email, because these days, our inboxes are like the central hub for everything.
They really are. So how does HIPAA, specifically address the security of email when we're dealing with protected health information?
Great question. Because email is so widely used, keeping it secure when PHI is involved is really, really important. That's where the HIPAA security rule comes into play.
Okay, the security rule. Tell me more.
Yeah, so the security rule requires what are called technical safeguards. It's all about protecting electronic protected health information, or EPHI, both when it's being sent and when it's stored.
So it's kind of like putting digital locks on this sensitive information.
Exactly. You got it. The document highlights several really important safeguards. End-to-end encryption, for example, is like scrambling the content of an email so that only the person who's supposed to receive it can unscramble and read it.
Okay, that makes sense. Like a secret code.
Right. Then you have access controls, which make sure that only authorized people can actually see those emails in the first place.
Right, so you're limiting who can even get to that information.
Precisely. And then there are audit trails. Audit trails act like a security log, basically. They track who accessed what information and when they accessed it.
Oh, I see. So you can keep tabs on everything that's happening.
Yeah, it's all about accountability and making sure things are being done properly.
So let me ask you this. If someone's just using a standard, like a free email account, what are the risks when it comes to handling PHI? What could go wrong?
That's a great point. It's where things can get a bit tricky. A lot of those standard free email services don't have all those super strong security features we just talked about.
Ah, so they're more vulnerable.
Exactly. And that can lead to a few problems. Someone could, potentially hack into an account. Then there are cyber threats like phishing attempts. But a big one is, if there's a data breach and PHI is exposed, especially if it wasn't properly secured, organizations can face some pretty hefty fines under IPA.
Wow, so securing the email itself is absolutely non-negotiable.
100%.
Yeah.
You can't mess around with that.
Now, the document spends quite a bit of time talking about email archiving, and it makes the point that it's not actually a direct HIPAA requirement, but it emphasizes that it's still a really valuable practice. Why is that?
It's super interesting. Even though HIPAA doesn't specifically say you must archive your emails, doing so can really help you meet some really important compliance objectives.
Okay, so it's like a best practice.
Exactly. Let's think about data integrity and preservation, for example. When you archive an email, it gets copied into a separate secure system that's read only. That means the protected health information in the email, along with any attachments, supporting documents and metadata, all that extra information about the email, like the sender, the time it was sent, and the recipient.
Yeah.
All of that stays exactly as it was. No changes.
So you have this tamper-proof record.
Right. It's a huge help during audits or for e-discovery requests.
Yeah.
It's solid proof that the data hasn't been modified in any way.
It's not just a backup, then. It's like a verifiable official record.
Exactly. That's a much better way to put it.
So what are some of the other benefits of archiving when we're talking about HI?
Another really important benefit is that it can help you meet retention and other regulatory requirements. A lot of times, federal and state laws actually mandate that you have to keep emails with PHI for a certain amount of time, often at least 6 years.
Wow, 6 years. That's a long time.
It is. But an automated email archiving system can really help you stay on top of this. It can move those older emails to long-term storage, which is usually more cost-effective, and then it can even securely delete them once the required retention period is over.
So it's like setting it and forgetting it, but in a way that keeps you compliant.
That's a great way to think about it. And it means you're not just letting emails pile up in your inbox forever.
Exactly. Now, what happens in unexpected situations? Like, what if something goes wrong with the primary email system?
That's where disaster recovery and business continuity become super critical. Let's say your email system crashes, or maybe there's a cyber attack. Having a separate archive of all those emails, ideally stored in a different location, either physically or in the cloud, can really save the day.
It's like having a spare tire.
Exactly. It lets you get back up and running quickly, with minimal downtime, and most importantly, you can continue to operate while staying HIPAA compliant.
You don't want to lose access to important patient information when you need it most.
Absolutely not. That could have serious consequences.
Now, I know that dealing with legal requests or audits can be a real pain. How can email archiving make that whole process easier?
Oh, it can make a world of difference. Imagine having to manually search through years and years of emails because you get a legal request or you're being audited.
It sounds like a nightmare.
It can be. It takes so much time, it uses a ton of resources, and it's just not efficient. But the beauty of good email archiving solutions is that they have built-in really powerful search and indexing features.
So you're not stuck searching through everything manually.
Nope. You can find exactly what you need super fast based on what's in the email, who sent or received it, the date, or any of that metadata we talked about earlier. If you have a legal issue and you need to find specific emails to prove your case, being able to do that in minutes instead of days or even weeks can literally save you tons of money and stress.
Right. It could even prevent a costly lawsuit altogether.
Exactly. And because everything's archived and tracked, it also establishes a really clear chain of custody for all those emails, which is vital for proving that everything's been handled properly.
Okay, so even though archiving isn't a direct requirement, it sounds like a really smart strategy for anyone handling PHI over email.
Absolutely. It's all about being proactive and having those systems in place to manage risk effectively.
Now, the document specifically talks about SolAX Cloud as an example of an email archiving solution. What makes a solution like that stand out, especially in the context of HIPAA?
Well, SolidX Cloud is presented as a fully managed solution that's designed with HIPAA's requirements top of mind. And one of their big selling points is cost reduction.
How so?
Well, because they have policies that automatically archive and eventually delete emails based on how long you're required to keep them, you can actually free up a lot of storage space on your main email servers.
So it's a more efficient way to manage all that data.
Yeah, and that translates to lower IT costs.
Makes perfect sense. What other features make SolAX Cloud good for HIPAA compliance?
Another thing they emphasize is comprehensive archiving. SolAX Cloud gives you multiple ways to capture all your emails, both incoming and outgoing. They use journaling, which is like making a copy of every single email as it passes through.
Oh, so nothing gets missed.
Exactly. And they use mailbox synchronization, which is like taking a snapshot of your inbox at regular intervals. This ensures that you've got a record of absolutely everything, and it's all stored securely and can be searched easily.
So it's organized chaos.
Yeah, exactly. It's organized chaos. Mm. And when you need to find something, their search function is really impressive. It doesn't just look at the text in the emails. It also indexes any attachments and all that metadata we talked about before. Mm-hmm. So you can get super specific with your searches.
That's really helpful when you need to find something quickly.
Totally. And then there's the supervision and monitoring features. This is where administrators can create custom policies to keep an eye on email communications and get alerts in real time if anything looks suspicious or if there might be a policy violation.
So it's like having a watchdog for your email.
Exactly. And they make it easy to set retention policies and legal holds. So you can easily manage how long data needs to be kept. And if you need to prevent certain emails from being deleted for legal reasons, you could do that too.
Those legal hold capabilities are really important for managing risk, it seems.
Definitely. And they've also thought about how users access these archived emails. Instead of having to contact IT every time you need an old email, SolAX Cloud has a self-service portal.
Oh, that's convenient.
It is. Users can access their own archived emails through an interface that looks a lot like a regular email client.
So it's user-friendly.
That's the idea. It also means people don't need to rely on those .pst files, which can be a real headache.
Right. Those can be tricky to manage.
Definitely. And to wrap it all up, they really emphasize scalability, security, and support. It's a fully managed solution hosted in the cloud, and they have 247 expert support available. So it's designed to meet the needs of organizations of all sizes, all while sticking to HiPay's strict security standards.
So it sounds like when you're dealing with PHI in email, it's really about a lot more than just encrypting your messages. It's a whole strategy, a whole way of thinking about data security.
You got it. You need to ensure your data's integrity, follow the rules on how long to keep information, have a solid plan for disaster recovery, and be prepared to handle legal and audit processes efficiently.
And while HiPay doesn't come right out and say you have to archive emails, having a well-designed email archiving strategy is a smart way to meet a lot of HiPay's core objectives.
Absolutely. It shows that you're taking data security and compliance seriously.
I think we've covered a lot of ground today and given our listeners, the learners, a much clearer understanding of this really important topic.
Hopefully so.
Now, here's a thought for everyone listening. With cyber attacks becoming more and more sophisticated, how do you think email archiving strategies might evolve beyond just checking the basic compliance boxes?
It's a good question.
How can they become even more proactive and play an even bigger role in protecting patient data and building trust? It's a question worth thinking about for sure. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive today. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks, everyone.
Until next time.
See you then.